The Story of the Shoemaker and the Elves. Once upon a time, there was a good, kind old shoemaker who lived with his wife. But they were very poor. And one night, the old shoemaker said to his wife,
"My dear, I have only enough leather to make one pair of shoes. Since it is late, I will cut it out, and it will be ready to sew upon in the morning."
So he cut the leather and put it on his cobbler's bench, said his prayers, and went to sleep. The next morning, the old shoemaker hurried to his bench to begin work. But when he got there, he called,
"Wife! Wife, come quickly! What do you suppose has happened? The leather I cut last night and left on the table has been made into the finest pair of shoes. Look, every stitch is perfect."
And it was true. The shoes were so beautiful that a man bought them that very morning and paid the shoemaker twice what he asked. So the shoemaker bought some more leather, enough to make two pairs of shoes. That evening he cut the leather, but just as before, the shoes were all finished when he woke up the next morning. And this time, the buyers came and he got enough money to make four more pairs of shoes. The same thing happened every day, so soon the good old shoemaker was rich again. One evening near Christmas time, the shoemaker said to his wife,
"Wife, I should like to sit up tonight and watch and see who has been making such beautiful shoes and who has given us so much help."
So that night, after he cut the leather, he didn't go to bed, but hid in a corner of the workroom. And sure enough, along about midnight, in popped two little elves in raggedy clothes.
"Stitch and tap and snap, 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 we do just as we choose. Stitch and tap and rap, 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 here's another pair of shoes."
They worked so fast they made a dozen shoes and then scurried away just as it began to be daylight. The next day, the shoemaker said to his wife,
"Wife, those little men have made us rich, and I would like to do something nice for them. Now, they wore such raggedy clothes that I'm sure they're not dressed warmly enough to keep the wind out. You make each of them a little suit, of good wool, mind you, and I'll make each of them a pair of shoes."
So they got the little suits ready and the shoes, and one evening when the work was finished, they laid the new clothes out on the table instead of the leather. Then they hid to watch what the little elves would do. About midnight, the elves scampered in and started to sit down to the workbench. But when they saw the clothes waiting for them, they laughed in delight.
"Oh me, oh my, oh my, oh me! With these new clothes, how fine we'll be!"
And they pranced and capered around and then danced out of the door before you could wink. The shoemaker and his wife never saw them again. But everything went well for the good man, and they lived happily from that time on.